Welcome to Glory and Peace Church. We believe miracles are going to be released into your life today. Breakthroughs beyond measure.
Hallelujah. Please expect a miracle, expect your breakthrough, expect God to give you a special package.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Be engaged, because in your engagement, your miracles shall be made manifest. God factor is what makes the best better. When you've come to the best and say, this is the best, the God factor makes it even better.
Restored my soul. If you've been wounded and your heart is troubled and your mind is troubled and you've been hurt and bruised, the Lord will restore your soul. May He restore your mind. In the name of Jesus, say, He restored my soul.
Let's just thank God for His presence here. Father, we worship You this morning. Hallelujah. We worship Your name, God. Father, I worship You, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank You, mighty God. You are here in this place. Oh, You are mighty, Lord. Hallelujah. You are a mighty God. We worship You, Lord. We worship Your name. Father, thank You, Lord, for Your goodness. Thank You, Father God, for being in this place. We meet with You this morning, Lord. Hallelujah.
To the top. Darkness, my God, that is who you are. in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Oh, you are the way maker, Lord.
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keep. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Sing again, he's the way maker.
Way maker, miracle worker, promise keep. Light in the darkness, my God, that
hallelujah.
Is who you
just
are.
Praise him, praise his name. You Waymaker, hallelujah, nothing's impossible for you, God. I worship you, Lord. Oh, I worship you. Oh, I worship you. Oh, we praise your name. Yes, we worship you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Oh, for God, you are awesome. Sing, my God is awesome, to the chorus.
Oh, my God is awesome, awesome, awesome.
Oh, he is
awesome. Yes, my God is awesome, awesome.
Oh, yes, he's awesome.
Oh, my God, he's awesome.
He is awesome.
Awesome. Awesome.
He is awesome. You are awesome. Yes, my God, you're awesome. You're awesome, Lord.
Awesome.
You are awesome. Just praise him. He is awesome.
Awesome.
Oh, yes, my God, you're awesome.
Awesome, awesome,
you are. Awesome. One more time.
Oh my God, you're awesome, awesome. You are awesome, awesome.
Hallelujah. Praise you, Father God, you are awesome. Thank you, God. You are in control. You are awesome. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we say yes and amen to your word, to the word you've given in us over our lives, over this church. Father, your kingdom come, and your will be done. I say yes and amen. Father, your kingdom come, your will be done. I say yes and amen. For you are the mighty God, and you are the great I am. Lord, you're the first and the last. Oh, I say yes and amen. Hallelujah, sing all together, Father, your kingdom.
Father, your kingdom come.
Your will
be done.
I say yes.
I say yes. And amen.
Father, your kingdom.
Father, your kingdom come. Your will be done. I say yes. So we pour out our praise. We pour out.
Keep singing, great are you, Lord. Time, praise you, Jesus. Great are you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Great are you, Lord God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody say, great God Almighty, great God Almighty, great God Almighty. As you begin to declare that he's a great God, may he make your life and your family lives great. Say, great God Almighty, great God Almighty, great God Almighty. Oh, we bless your holy name. Father, we lift you up higher and higher and higher and higher. Let every words of praise and adoration and thanksgiving and worship and declaration and decree of who you are and who you say we are be magnified, Almighty God. Take all glory and honor and adoration. Take every praise. Let it be a sweet-smelling odor to you this morning. Lord, inhabit the praise of your people. You are great, and nobody make you great, but we say you are great. You are great, God. Everything about you is great. Oh, hallelujah. Father, we thank you. Even the works of your hands, You've made them great. Look at our lives. Look at what you have made. Who is man that you are mindful of him? That you have fearfully and wonderfully made us. Father, we bless your holy name. When we think about our human system, our biological system, how you have intricately woven us and how everything functions beyond our comprehension. But we know it is working. Even our eyelids, how they move, our hands, how they move, our hearing, every part, our internal organs, everything, external and internal God, they just move perfectly. Father, we bless your holy name. We thank you. If you want to thank him this morning, say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. You better thank him before you need to start praying that he should fix you up. You better thank him now. Say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give him thanks for everything. It is well with you and your household this morning. Father, we thank you that this is another wonderful day. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, we are glad today, oh God. We are glad that there's a fresh manna, fresh mercy, fresh goodness, fresh answers to prayer, fresh health, fresh wealth, fresh everything fresh. We just give you praise for our lives. With our hands lifted up, we say, thank you, Lord. Can you lift your hands to heaven and say, thank you, Lord? Give him a big wave offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In our going out and in our coming in, you have been with us. Oh, the sun did not smite us by day, nor the moon by night. We are here to say, thank you, Lord, and to bless the name of the Lord. And to receive your holy word. We bless you, Lord. Take care, take control of every aspect of the service this morning. Give us hearing ears, receiving heart, understanding heart, and let your name be magnified forevermore. Father, we bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, good day, everybody. Praise God. Thank you, worship team. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And pray for... Oh. Praise the Lord. Thank you very much. We thank God another year added. Praise the Lord. Today, thank you, Father. I've been thanking him all night and thanking him this morning. You know, when God adds you one more year to your life, give thanks. When he adds one more day to your life, give thanks. When he adds one more minute to your life, give thanks. Because you can say another thank you in the land of the living. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If he gives you one more second right now, can you thank him? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There are people my age group that are no longer here, and we are here. So praise the Lord. I'm still walking, talking, taking care of myself. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you for your many wishes. And those who have tested, called, and all your gifts, may God richly bless you. Amen. So let's pray for our children quickly. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You can see Apostle is waiting online for us. So let us praise God. He's not here this morning, but he'll be with us shortly. All right, children, you might come to the middle here. So I'm trying to see how we do this morning. So praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we normally partner. I pray and he touches you guys. So now I have to do the prayer and touch all of you. So I'm trying to figure how we do all of that. So praise God forevermore. Hallelujah. So I'm going to do it in a different way. Let's see. Yeah, I can do it. So just give me a little room so I can weave my way through you guys. A little bit so I can come to you. I'm going to pray and then I'll touch all of you. How about that? Praise the Lord. Can I pray and touch? Yes, I can do both. Actually, you know, Papa Copeland, Kenneth Copeland, gave me a prophecy when I'm praying for, you know, he face to face. He gave it to me and said, when I pray for children that God has been using me in touching lives, but when I pray, I should be touching you guys. But I'm not a toucher. I touch you from wherever I am. So because I believe I have a telescopic hand. Praise the Lord. Well, that's a revelation so that God gave me, and it works. I use it for far away. I use it for people in the hospital. I use it in different countries. And I've seen results, so I know it works. There is no distance in the spirit. But we still like to be touched physically. So me and Papa, we normally touch you guys. So praise the Lord. He's not the only one who has given me that Papa Shambach too. Praise the Lord. So praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The Lord is our healer and our deliverer. Praise the Lord forevermore. All right. So, Father, we thank you for all our children, all our wonderful, powerful children. We thank you for the fruit of the womb. Everyone, all our biological children, spiritual children, partners all over the world, your hand is upon every one of them. 120 plus, age 120 plus to zero form. Those in seed, those in seed form, those walking, those moving around, every career, every decade of life, you are touching every one of them right now. May the hand of the Lord be upon every one of you. May you fulfill your destiny. May the glory of God rest heavily upon you. May you see result of God all the days of your life. May the enemy never have an upper hand against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are truly blessed and highly favored. Amen. So as I touch you, you just move so other people will have space. Praise the Lord. Be blessed, be blessed, be blessed. Be blessed, be blessed. Next people come in. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Next come in. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. Be blessed. Move in, please. Be blessed. Once you touch, move. Praise the Lord. Be blessed. 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 Come, dear. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. Be blessed. And if you are sick this morning, we declare, be healed. Be restored. Be made whole. Strength to every part of your body. In the name of Jesus. And those who are lacking this morning, Jesus is your provider. We receive provision. Somebody say, I receive provision. Yes, you are in the house of the Lord. I receive provision. When Hannah needed a child, she had to go to the house of the Lord. The answer is there. You are in the house of the Lord this morning. Somebody say, I receive provision. So everybody have different needs. So whatever it is, receive. Somebody say, I receive it. In Jesus' name. Amen. I say, me too. Amen. All right. Spirit of the living God, we welcome you into the service. We receive you. We welcome you to have your way. You were here before we came, and you'll be here after we leave. Lord, this morning, we ask for a spirit of wisdom, spirit of knowledge, spirit of understanding, spirit of counsel, spirit of might, spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our heart, into our spirit, into our soul, into our mind, into our families, our homes, our city, our nation, and everything that concerns us, ministry and job and businesses. Have your way in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Praise the Lord. All right, this morning we're going to read. I'm going to read just one verse. That never happens, but you can read the whole chapter at your own. That's all the instruction I get. One verse, so praise the Lord. All right. Praise God. All right. Psalm 27. Without opening it, all of you should know that psalm. Amen. Praise the clap for yourself. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalm 27, that should be part of your scriptures. The Lord is my light. And what? And my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? Who is your light this morning? The Lord. Who is your strength? The Lord. And the Lord says, don't be what? The Lord is also your salvation. That's Jesus, Savior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So everything I need today is going to come from the Lord. And I put my trust in the Lord. Somebody say, I put my trust in the Lord. I put my trust in the Lord. Put your family, your business, your care, and everything that troubles you this morning, put it in the Lord. The Lord will cause you to prosper in every area of your life today. Salvation has come. He said, today, while it is called today, it is the day of salvation. So we are in the today now. So salvation has come. The answer has come. Somebody say, I receive the answer. So we thank you for your holy word. Bless your word in our hearts. No fear in our lives. You are our strength. Every area where we are weak, make us strong. Make us strong in our thoughts, in our thought realm, in our soul realm, in our action realm, in our decision realm, in our physical body, in our spiritual life. You are our strength. Your word says, let the weak say, I am strong. Are there strong people in this house this morning? Say, I am strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Oh, hallelujah. We receive your might, and your might is what has made us strong this morning. The joy of the Lord is our strength. We thank you for a mighty increase of joy. Joy, joy, joy unspeakable. Where we are sad, let the sadness go, and let joy replace it now. Joy, joy, joy. Somebody say, I receive joy. I receive the joy of the Lord. I receive the oil of gladness. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness. Everything that makes any one of your children, any one of us to be afraid, we say no to fear. We receive strength and we receive courage. The courage of the Lord is our portion. We thank you for your light. We say, let there be light in every area of our lives this morning. And there is light. Praise the Lord. Father, we now speak peace over Jerusalem. Peace to Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace, peace, peace. You better be saying peace. Only those who say peace to Jerusalem. Say, when you say peace to Jerusalem, God will bless you. How many people like to be blessed this morning? So say, peace to Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Peace over the nation. Peace, oh God. Remember your everlasting covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. For out of Abraham shall all nations be blessed. We speak peace now. We speak peace now. We speak peace, O Israel. Peace, O God, to all nations. Nations right now are in trouble. They are turmoiled and there are wars and there are chaos. But Lord, you are the answer. We speak your peace in the name of Jesus. Peace, the same peace you have given to Abraham, to Israel, to Jerusalem. Now, same peace we now ask for all the nations. Peace to Canada, to Nigeria, United States of America, to Jamaica, to Australia, to Austria, to Ukraine. And Lord, again, last week we prayed for Yugoslavia. You are saying pray again for Yugoslavia in the name of Jesus. To even the Great Britain in the name of Jesus. And all nations, all the islands of the seas, all the peoples of the earth, and all the First Nations, we bless them in Jesus' mighty name. Where someone is calling Jesus today, hear the nation cry in the mighty name of Jesus. For all the peoples of the earth, they belong to you. Lord, save your people and revive all nations. Revive our land. Peace to our city and to every neighborhood that every member of this church live in Jesus' mighty name. Father, have your way this morning. We welcome your holy word as it comes. Bless Apostle. and bless this congregation and every leaders in this church. Bless Mama Cerullo, David Cerullo, Susan Cerullo, and all the team, the Copelands, and everyone, the Ephesinos. You can call your own family name. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless all families. In Jesus' name, thank you for our seed sown. Bless it. Bless it and let it grow and multiply and bring forth the harvest that will magnify your holy name. Bless your word now as we expect and as we receive. Let it do exactly what you have sent it to do, bringing forth results. In Jesus' mighty name we declare so done. Amen. All right, praise God. So Apostle is watching us. He's not here. And he's picked a message for us, so we're going to hear that now. God bless you. Somebody say, what happened? Why is he not here? Well, you want to know why he's not here? Well, inquiring minds always want to know. Some people did like this, some people yeah, he's not here because we crossed the border. We went to the U.S. of A. And then when we came back, he had to be, just stay home. He's not sick. He's healthy, strong. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So he has to observe just 2 weeks of staying home and then come back to us. So praise, that's all. That's why he's not here. It is well. Praise God forevermore. But he loves us. He's watching us also right now. God bless you.
Now, if you may, please, come with me to the book of John, the third chapter. This is a chapter that most of us as believers are very familiar with. But tonight I want to look closely at this subject, at the discussion that the Lord Jesus Christ had with this Pharisee called Nicodemus, and try to ascertain what it is that the discussion was all about. To find out whether we have missed the point of this particular passage and therefore need to recalibrate and come into right alignment with what the Lord Jesus Christ and Nicodemus were really addressing. The Word of God starts out this way. It says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus. And this man, the Bible says, was a ruler of the Jews. He was a man of importance. He was a man that was well known in the community. He was a ruler. He was a man of high reputation and position. Bible says that this man did something that was extraordinary in the sense that he was a Pharisee, and Pharisees didn't care much about Jesus. Jesus was competition for them, and they could care less about Jesus. They wanted to get rid of Jesus. They were enemies of the Lord. But this man, who is part of that group called the Pharisees, came to Jesus by night. He snuck in by night and he says to the Lord, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God. So these people knew that Jesus was a teacher that came from God and were fighting him anyway. Isn't that ironic that that's how life really is? That people know the truth but decide to live a lie. They knew that Jesus was a teacher that came from God. For no man, he said, no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. We've seen your miracles, and no man can do these miracles except God be with him. The response of Jesus, remember, he said, verse 2 again, no man can do these miracles except God be with him. His focus was about the miracles. You do these miracles because God is with you. We know that. And the response of the Lord is this. It's not jumping away from the context of the discussion. Jesus answered and said unto him. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Now, if that's all we're left with, then we can debate it. But the Lord says to us that he couldn't do any miracles except what he saw the Father doing. So, if he couldn't do any miracles except what he saw the Father doing, and Nicodemus is talking about miracles being done, Jesus was telling him how the miracles got done. He was saying, you need to be born again to be able to do these miracles. You need to be born again to see what God is doing and align with it. You need to see the kingdom of God. Miracles happen because of what we see. Unfortunately, we do not allow ourselves to see. We want things to be done mechanically. But miracles only happen in the atmosphere of supernatural sight. You've seen what God is doing. Jesus, our Lord, taught his disciples, he said, when you pray, pray like this, Father, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. So there is a perfect will of God in heaven. The issue is, do I see it? Do I see it? Do I see it? Jesus says the way to see it is to be born again. To be born again, he's going to begin to expand on that. He says, Nicodemus says, Nicodemus said unto him, how can a man be born when he is old? I'm old. What are you talking about? About being born. Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And the Lord says, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of what? Water. And of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. You have to be born again to enter into the kingdom of God. You have to be born again to see the kingdom of God. So we see two things here. The new birth gives you access into the kingdom of God, access spiritually, access by vision and insight. That has to happen. He continues and says, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is what? Spirit. Huh. Are you here with me? If you're born in the flesh, then you are flesh. But to be born of the Spirit causes you to be spirit, not flesh. So when we get born again, we become spirit, not flesh. Oh, my Lord. Is it possible that we've missed in the point? Because if there's a spirit here right now, can you see it? No. So you have to be in the realm of the Spirit to see spiritually. Yes? And God is saying, watch this. When you're born of the Spirit, you become spirit. Not by choice, but by the will of God. That I become spirit. Which means I am no longer natural, I am spiritual. And the Word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 that natural-minded people cannot perceive or discern or connect with spiritual things, because the things of the Spirit have to be spiritually discerned. Remember, we talked about that this morning. 1 Corinthians chapter 2. But the natural man, first thing, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. They are not on the same wavelength. You're not on the right channel. If I have a radio, and there is a video being played that's in the airwaves, because I'm on radio, I cannot see the video. That makes sense? You have to have the equipment that will be able to pick up the video and the audio. Whether that be a computer or a television, all you can get from radio wavelengths is radio. God says, if you are just natural, you are not able to receive the things of the Spirit. You are radio, not television. For they are foolishness unto him. You are left with your own imaginations. The things of the Spirit are foolishness to you. You cannot link with it. You cannot understand it. You cannot comprehend it. You cannot participate with it. Because it is spiritual. It says, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. They are spiritually discerned. You can sit in church and not be born again, and we'll talk about how this happens for us. And everything that's talked about just goes past you. clueless, understanding nothing. Because the things of the Spirit are spiritually discerned. The Word of God continues in 1 Corinthians 2 and verse 15. He says, but he that is spiritual, now that is a person that is born of the Spirit, judgeth all things. He sees everything and is able to make judgment on everything. But the privilege of being spiritual is this: yet he himself is judged of no man. I am of the Spirit, I am judged of no man. How is that possible? It is the born again experience. You get born again to see the kingdom of God. You get born again to enter the kingdom of God. How do we get born again? Jesus says to us in John 3, you have to be born again. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. He kept on saying that, you must be born again. There is another birth that is beyond the natural birth. This is a different kind of birth, and it has nothing to do with your natural physical flesh birth. Then he goes and begins to talk about this being born of the Spirit. He says, the wind bloweth, just like you don't see the wind. He says, the wind bloweth where it listeth, where it wants to go. And thou hearest the sound thereof. You hear the sound of the wind, but cannot tell whence it cometh and whither it goeth. So is everyone that is born of the Spirit. Everyone that is born of the Spirit is saying, basically, you cannot be calibrated. You cannot, when you're born of the Spirit, be understood. You're different. But we are always trying to cause people, natural people, to understand us. We want to argue with them so that they can understand us. We've got to do things so that we can relate with them. You cannot relate with them. You can only effectively relate from a spiritual perspective by saying, you know what? If you want to understand what I am saying, you need to be equipped with the right equipment to be able to understand. Because the things of God are foolishness to the natural mind. We want people to understand us. We want people to accept us. They cannot. Not without a born-again experience. And so it is imperative that we bring the word clearly to those that do not understand from the natural perspective. Listen, you've got to let God birth you. Because the one who births us, that causes us to be born again, is God himself. God births you. God gives birth to you. You are born again, the Bible tells us, from above. You're not born in this earth realm. And you're born again because you accept that you don't know, but that there is a higher power that knows you better than you know yourself. An ant cannot understand you. You cannot have a discussion with an ant. You either become an ant so that you can talk and tease, whatever that is, or you become a man so you can talk, communicate, like-mindedness. A lot of us are in church but have not been born again. And so whatever God's word is saying, we can't connect with that. Doesn't make any sense to us. Because it takes the new birth experience to understand the will of God, the purposes of God, what God wants to accomplish. Nicodemus, verse 9, answered and said unto him, how can these things be? How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, you mean you're a master of Israel and knoweth not these things? You don't know that you have to be born again to experience the life of God? That the life of God is a spiritual life and not a natural life, and natural measurements don't work when we're talking about the things of God? Well, Pastor, I'm trying to see if my husband can understand me, if my wife can understand me, if my children can understand me, if my parents can understand me, not when they are not born again. Not when they are not born again. You're just going to frustrate yourself trying to make people who are not reading from the same page with you understand anything about what it is that you're talking about. They don't have the foundation for it. He says, are you a leader in Israel and you don't understand these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, we speak that we do know. We talk about what we do know and testify that we have seen. He says, and you receive not our witness. And the reason you don't receive our witness is because you're not born again. If I've told you earthly things, if I have told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? If I'm giving you the diluted version, so to speak, are you going to understand, concentrate? You can't handle it. Now, that's important for us to understand that God is saying, listen, you've got to come to a different level to be able to comprehend the things of God. You've got to come to a different level. Now, this is not about feeling more important than anybody else, because coming to God and receiving the new birth experience is an act of humility before God, in recognizing that you don't know anything, that you are nothing, and that He is the one that makes you something. If you don't come to that place where you recognize God, without you, I am a nobody, you cannot experience the born-again experience. The born-again experience comes about because you recognize that it's not because of all the stuff that you bring to the table, but that whatever it is that you bring into the table is worthless. And that the only right you have to be at the table is God's mercy, God's love. And so He's going to tell us later about God so loving the world that He gave His only begotten Son. Why? So that we can be born again. The new birth experience is your union with God, God's will, God's purpose. Accepting that you are a sinner and that He's altogether righteous and that He came and gave His life to you. So the new birth experience becomes a renewing of your mind. Being born again is being renewed in your thinking, in recognizing the fact that without God you are a nobody. It is the fool that thinks that he's a somebody. But if you want to be born again, you've got to acknowledge, I don't have it. I need help. Oh, this Christianity thing, this religious thing, it's just a crush. Okay. Call it whatever it is you want to call it. I know that I cannot get to where I need to get without Him. So I trust Him. Amen. To help me. If I've told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things? And He makes a statement that is just earth-shattering. He says, and no man hath ascended up to heaven. No man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. And He's talking about Himself. He is the Son of Man. And He's saying, no man hath ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man which is in heaven. Oh, incredible. Watch this. No man hath ascended up to heaven but he that came down from heaven. He's telling us right there that for you to ascend, you have to come down. But guess what God did? God birthed us in the heavens to bring us here, which means then that we have access to go there. Not only do we have access to go there, but to be there at the same time as we are here. Watch this statement. And no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. I'm here, the Son of Man. I'm with you right now, but I'm also in heaven. But what does God say about you and I? That we died with Christ and we rose again with Christ and we are seated with Him in heavenly places right now. So you're here and there. How? Because you've been born again by the Spirit. You're a spirit being. You're here and there. And if you are here and there, you can be here and in Los Angeles. You can be here and in Timbuktu. How? because of the God factor. The God who birthed you to be like Him. A spiritual being, our limitation is based on the fact that we think natural. We natural, and so we cannot understand the things of the Spirit. Because we think in the limitations of the natural mind. I remember many years ago, I was in my house, but at the same time, I was in another person's house. Now, how is that? And I was hearing every discussion. They were gathered together and they were discussing me. Trashing me and everything. And they were church members. And I'm there listening. I was in my home, but I was right there, watching every discussion going on. This person said that. Huh? What did you just say about me? Huh? And you too? I thought you... You can be anywhere when you're born again. God can move you anywhere when you're born again. You can be in the earth and be in heaven when you're born again. The only limitation is we think natural. When Jesus came, He came to bring us to that place where we can be born again and be with the Father and be with people, so that I can be talking with the Father and be talking to you at the same time. When does that change for you and I? When we believe beyond the natural, to believing in the spiritual. Jesus says, I'm in heaven and I'm here at the same time. And then the discussion shifts. So it seems. But I don't think it really shifted. Because now He is beginning to tell Nicodemus how this new birth experience is going to take place. He says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. That whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. How does this eternal life happen for me? By me accepting that what Jesus Christ did on the cross, He did for me. But secondly, that by faith, I was on the cross with Him. So Paul tells us, he says, I am crucified with Christ. When Christ was crucified on the cross, I was crucified with Him. When Christ died on the cross, I died with Him. When Christ was buried, I was buried with Him. When He rose again from the death, from death, from the from the place of his burial on the third day, I rose with him. When he ascended into the heavens, I ascended with him. When he sat down at the right hand of the Father, I sat with him. So right now, I am in Christ, seated at the right hand of the Father. So that's what born again is? Yeah. Born again experience is about you aligning yourself with what God says he has accomplished for you and thinking a new thought. Not thinking, oh, poor me, I'm such a terrible sinner, but celebrating the fact that Christ died for you so that you don't perish. And it's interesting, the word perish is used in verse 15 and also in verse 16. To perish means to waste away unnecessarily. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, two things, believeth in him, the Son, but believeth also in him, the God who gave the Son, that one should not perish, but have everlasting life. It is interesting that the word should is used rather than could or shall. But the word of God doesn't say that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish. They should not. Why? Because not perishing depends on you agreeing with what God says about you. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, natural mind thinking, but walk after the Spirit. What the Word of God says, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. Being born again is about you accepting the Word of God as final. Recognizing that what God says is what the truth is, and not trading it for your natural mind and your natural thinking. He who gave us his Son, won't he also give to us every other thing? Pastor, but I blew it, I messed up. Well, okay. What are you going to do now? I feel so terrible and I feel so condemned. Okay, what are you going to do now? I think I'm going to go to hell. Really? Then that's where you're going. Or you can recognize the fact that God saw you 2,000 plus years ahead, messing up big time, but paid the price for your redemption and your forgiveness, and so that price has been paid already, and all you need to do is say, God, I repent. I don't know what is wrong. I messed up royally, but God, I thank you for your mercy and your truth. Father, forgive me, cleanse me, and I receive the grace to live uprightly, to do right. Next time I face this situation, I believe I will make the right decision. Now it's different. Now you don't let anybody beat you down over the head and make you look like you're the devil's junior brother. You accept forgiveness given by God and therefore do not perish. But you have to accept what God has done for you. Not accepting it means that you expose yourself to the devices of the enemy. Why? For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. That's not why Jesus came. He didn't come to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. He came to save people. What people? People that are sinners. We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. If you say that you've not sinned, you're not living in the truth. But if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us all our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Jesus became the propitiation, the satisfaction for our sins. And not just for our sins only, but for the sins of the whole world. 1 John 2. He that believeth on him is not condemned. If you believe on him, you're not condemned. But he that believeth not is condemned already, because he had not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You didn't believe in the only begotten Son of God. That's why you are condemned already. We get born again when we accept the love of God. God loves us enough to set us free. That change of mind from I'm going to try to do whatever it is that I can do so that I can gain some rewards. You know, I'll do as much good as I can, and if the good that I've done outweighs the bad that I've done, then I'll be saved. You're going to hell. You definitely are going. Because no amount of good that you do is good enough. Your righteousness is as filthy rags before God. It is what Jesus already did, and you are accepting what Jesus did that causes you to be born again. At that point, when you recognize that what God did is what satisfies him, and you accept that, then you will rest from all of your labors, all of your works. I'm going to do this so that this can happen and so that that can happen. The kingdom of God is not about the systems of man. The law was given to show man how incapable of keeping it man was. Because the law was bare minimum requirement, and we could not keep it. God says, be ye holy because I'm holy. The standard of God for your holiness is not the standard of man. Let me say that again. The standard of holiness, as far as God is concerned, is not the standard of man. It is the standard of God. Amen. You going to do it like God? God says, you know you can't. So you got to trust me to carry you. Yes. Trust me that I am your righteousness. Amen. Lord, I receive the gift of righteousness from you. When I mess up, I know that your grace is available for me to correct it. Burying your head in the sand and saying, well, it is okay. It's not what God's word says. And so you cannot go by that. He says, and this is a condemnation, that light is come into the world and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. You loved darkness rather than light because your deeds were evil. He says, and that's why you're going to be condemned. But if you understand that that which is born of God comes from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning, who of his own will, begat us. God birth you. Then you become that good and perfect gift that came down from above. God birthed you from above. And that's what causes you to be a representative of God or an ambassador of God. You say, Pastor, what are you saying to us about being born again? It's about a renewed mind, a renewed thinking, having the mind of Christ. Now, we're going to explore that some other time. What does the mind of Christ mean? But the place we've got to start first from is this. Just forgetting about how you evaluate things and look at it from how God evaluates things. You can decide today to stop thinking the way God thinks about things and become natural-minded. And child of God, please hear this. When you start trying to make sense based on natural things, you are already walking into the pathway of perishing. Your measuring stick is not what that preacher said. What did the Word of God say? It's not what I feel. What did the Word of God say? What did the Word of God say about marriage? What did the Word of God say about tithing? What did the Word of God say about worship? What did the Word of God say about living right? What did the Word of God say about my sexuality? What did the Word of God say? That is what you measure everything by. Not what the Conservative Party said, not what the Liberal Party said, not what the NDP or whatever party in the world said, whatever government said, whatever denomination said, whatever Pope said. What did God's word say? That's what you agree with. That's what causes you to be born again. When you refuse to think the ways of the world and begin to think the ways of God, you begin to see into the realm of the kingdom of God. Verse 20 says, everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. But he that doeth truth cometh to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. They are being done in God, in God. So being born again means that you are in God, operating from the position of being in God and not in the flesh. It's God think, not man think. It's spiritual thinking, not natural thinking. Being spiritually minded, not flesh minded. It is from this particular point that he begins to talk about baptism. Because baptism, or baptizo, is the identification of one thing to the other. White cloth, dipped into red dye, and the white cloth becomes red. It's baptism. A natural-minded man coming to God and getting absorbed by the God consciousness. And it ceases to be a natural-minded person to becoming a spiritual-minded person. The Word of God says, as many as are led, watch this, as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God by the fact that they have been born again and therefore they are sons. He gives you and I the power to become sons of God. John 1 and verse 12 makes this statement. John 1, 12. But as many as received him, to them he gave the power to become. He gave them the authority to become sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. That is the beginning point. But that beginning point is not what all being born again is. He gives you the license to become because you believe in his name. You become born again when you are led by the Spirit of God. As many as are led by the Spirit of God, Romans 8, they are, not becoming, they are the sons of God. Because they are led by the Spirit of God. They are led by the Spirit of God because they are obeying the Spirit of God. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. When you become obedient to the directives of God, that's when you are born again. That's when you're a son of God. One introduces you to the possibility. It gives you the grace and the ability to be able to get in. It's like this. One gives you the ticket. The other one gets you to your seat. That you have a ticket does not mean that you saw the movie. You didn't see the movie until you got inside the theater. Hello? And so many people just say, well, I prayed the prayer. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I asked Jesus to forgive me my sins. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now I'm saved. That's good. But have you continued past that point in obeying God's instruction? One gave you You receive them, as many as receive them, to them he gave the power or the exousia, the authority to become the sons of God. You've been authorized to become one. In other words, you've been equipped with all the necessary resources to become one. But until you obey, you are not. And it is at that point of obeying the word of God that God begins to show you the intel of the kingdom of God. You start getting inside information. This is what I want to do. Go there. Lord, okay, I'm here now. What should I do? Do this. Do that. And you obey the instruction, the timing of God. And God then will use you and use me to bring a revelation of the miraculous. Praise the Lord. We will stop there for tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for the born-again experience, that we can be renewed in the spirit of our mind. Lord, help us, O God, to be exactly that, to be renewed in the spirit of our minds, so that we can walk the walk of obedience, the walk of the new birth, birth in the likeness of God, birth in the graces and the benefits that godness establishes. Father, possess us completely. John said, he must increase and I decrease. We pray the same today, that we become more spiritual and less natural in our posture of living life. That we step into that realm of no limits and abolish the life of limitations. Because we recognize, oh God, that you are doing a new thing and you are faithful in all of your ways. Be exalted in us. We take our rightful places in you, declaring, O God, that your kingdom come and your will be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Your kingdom come in our families, our homes, in the lives of our spouses, our children. Your kingdom come and your will done in our places of employment or business, in our city, in our communities, in our nation, in the seats of government, for education, medicine, every realm of society. We take a hold of the authority of your word and we impose your will in the heavens into this earth realm. We break the backbone of the enemy. Bring every force of darkness into total confusion. That men, O God, everywhere will humble themselves before you and recognize your supremacy, your sovereign grace, operating in the lives of men like never before. For in the days of your power, the people will be willing. So let it now be. In Jesus, our sovereign Lord's name, we decree it so done. And all of God's people together in agreement said, yes and amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I give a clap offering unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. That was just powerful. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I hope you heard and I hope you took notes. You know, and You know, when we talk about spiritual things, it looks so easy when you're hearing it. But it's easy to live that way if we just learn to do it. Amen? Bible says Jesus learned what? Obedience through the things he suffered. So when we are suffering, we should be learning obedience. Amen? And we should, you know, walk in the Spirit. Somebody say, I will walk in the Spirit. Everything is spiritual. But we've trained ourselves, because from when we enter earth realm, we've been trained earth thinking. So it's easy. If you're in pain right now, what do you feel first? You think about the pain. Is that not true? You don't think about that you are healed by his stripes. That comes later when you can't control the pain anymore. After you've taken Tylenol, taking all the painkillers, and it's not working, then you remember Jesus. You should remember him immediately when the pain shows up. Say amen. That's walking in the Spirit. Praise the Lord. The first is the Spirit. It's always Spirit first before natural. But we have been trained to reverse it. Natural before Spirit. So he's telling us we must be born again. Apostle is online, so in a few minutes I'll let him talk to us if he has anything to say before we do communion. Praise the Lord. You know, we must be born again. You must tell somebody. The other reason they need to be born again, Genesis 5:3 tells us, after man fell, Adam began to give birth to children, not spiritual children, but carnal children. He gave birth to men and women in his image and likeness, not in the image and likeness of God. So God has to restore that. So Jesus had to come back to make sure we are born again by God himself. Say amen. So you must be born again. So because our original state is still spirit, so we've been restored. Say amen. So how to live the restored life, how to live the spiritual life, Apostle has taught us this morning. So let us continue with that. Amen. Good day, Apostle. Praise the Lord. You have anything to tell your people? Unmute. Are you speaking in tongues? We just hear your mouth moving. Praise the Lord. There you go. Praise God. All right. You have any?
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Well, bless you all. The government of Canada says I cannot come to church today. Yes. But anyhow, the word of God came through. And I want to take this time to celebrate Mama. She is just an amazing woman of God. And we celebrate and give God thanks for his faithfulness in her life.
Praise God.
What do you say? She's a woman of purpose. She's a woman that is driven, a visionary, a woman that is a woman amongst women, a mother in Zion. And I want you to join me in celebrating her today. You know, she should be very, very upset with me because I didn't read through all the documents before we went down south. But
well, it is well. If it comes back on, we continue. So praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah. Well, we thank God. It is well. So this is a good test run for us. Okay, he's back on.
Okay, I didn't know I got up.
Yeah, you were off.
Anyhow, before we pray for Mama today, I want to be certain that everyone who has been listening to this message today is born again. If you cannot attest to the fact that you've given your life truly to the Lord and that you're continuing in your walk with God, this would be a good time to just turn your life over to the Lord. We're going to pray with Mama and just bless her. And then she's going to lead you in a personal call to salvation. Make certain that you give your life over to the Lord today. Don't step out of this building without turning your life over to the Lord. Being born in a garage doesn't make you a car. And because you're hurt does not mean that you're born again. You have to really accept the word of God and acknowledge God in your life. Just accepting the fact that he died for you and that you're receiving his love to begin the race of being born again. Amen. And then you have to continue in the wisdom of God's word. Amen?
Amen.
Let us just bless Mother today for the gift that she is. If you don't mind, would you rise with me? And we'll bless her. And then she'll take over and make sure that those that do not know the Lord make that commitment to him today. Father, we bless this mother, the mother, oh God, to so many, not only natural children, but spiritual children. These children of their soul that you've raised up by your spirit to violently destroy the mandates and activities of the evil one. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that your hand is upon her. Amen. The Lord, oh God, that you are showering her this very moment. Amen. With graces, with giftings, with abilities, oh God, to accomplish your divine purpose. Amen. In this earth realm. Yes. Father, I thank you, Lord, oh God, this day for the privilege and honor that you've accorded me to be a husband to her. Amen. For her, oh God, to be mother of our children. For her, oh God, to be mother to many spiritual children around the world. I thank you, Lord, oh God, that your giftings in her, Lord, oh God, will continually impact lives and cause lives to be turned around. Amen. That your grace, oh God, patient working in her and through her, Amen. Will continue to elevate her, oh God, into lofty heights. Amen. Father, oh God, in ways, oh God, that the enemy cannot contend with. Father, use her life. Amen. Mightily. Father, let strongholds be destroyed this day. Amen. Let the dreams, hopes, and aspirations and desires that you have implanted in her, oh God, come to fulfillment. Let there be a manifest of your divine word and your divine purpose. Glorify your name in her. Do for her what no man can do for her. Establish us, Father, in Jesus' name, supernaturally. God, give her supernatural speed. Amen. As you have led us to say, speedify. Amen. In every area of our life. Speedify, yes. Speedify, speedify, speedify. Let us rush to her, Lord, yes. Oh God, as she is blessed by your people today. You, let Jesus. Everyone that blesses her, oh God, be blessed in manifold ways. Amen. Because your grace is sufficient. Flowing in her and through her, yes. Is causing everyone in this river to rise. Amen. Because grace has come, yes. From your daughter. We give you praise for all that you have done and all that you will continually do.
Amen. 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 Thank I receive Lord. It all. Thank you. Amen. Thank you, Apostle. Bless you. Amen. All right, let's continue with the service. Thank you so much for all your prayers. I receive it all. I say yes and amen. And if you want to enjoy that, you say me too. Amen. All right, praise God. All right, we'll continue with the service. If you do not know Jesus, those, if you are here this morning and you are online and you're watching right now, if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, it's the best thing that can ever happen to you. You will be changed from one realm, translated from one realm to another, from earthly to heavenly, from earthly, from natural to spiritual. So you must be born again. Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Amen? So you must come into my kingdom. You want to know why all these miracles are happening? You want to understand why you are spiritual? And when you are spiritual, you are like the wind. You just move. You don't know where it's coming from. You don't know where it's going, but something happened. We who live in this part of the world, you can see tornado. When it moves, how powerful it is. That's wind work. That's just wind. If you are in the sea and the storm shows up, the wind begins to move, things begin to happen. And God says you are that powerful. Hallelujah. God is saying you are more powerful than tornado. See, natural thinking again, you can't believe it. You could not say a big amen. He said you are like the wind. He just finished preaching that to you. Praise the Lord. So you must be born again so that these things can begin to work in your life. Say amen. So if something is happening, you can say blow off.
Amen.
So you've never used that language before. You see, we have all this power. I say we have all this power in earthen vessels. Activate it. Power is not good if you don't activate it. It's just sitting power. You got to move it. Somebody say, I'm going to move the power that's within me. So you need to be born again. So as you are hearing this morning, if you do not know Jesus, just say this prayer with me. The rest of you can join us. Say, dear Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and my Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. Purge me of all unrighteousness and make me whole. I receive you as my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my Leader. In Jesus' name. Amen. That's simple. If you said amen to that prayer and you said that same prayer, you are now spiritually born again. Just that simple, yes. Confession is made unto salvation. With your mouth, you must confess. With your heart, you must believe. Say amen. And that goes for all of us. So if you've been backsliding, you can say amen to that prayer also, so you can be back and restored 100%. So that every good thing that God has for us, we can use them. Amen. So what should you say to your problems and problems? They blow off. He say you are like the wind if you are born again. Are there born again people in this house? What do wind do? And when the wind blows, you will feel the power. So let those demons feel your power. Say amen. Blow off. Yes, you see, that's a free birthday gift prayer I gave to you this morning. Say thank you. First thank God, and then you thank me. That's free. Blow off. Oh. It sounds so casual, but it's very real. Wind doesn't say, I'm coming to town. It just shows. You never know when it's going to happen. It just happened. Now, who's the owner of the wind? God. God made the wind. And God made you. And God compared you. We're still in John 3. You just heard the message. Somebody say, I'm not a forgetful hearer. You see, it's precept upon precept. You can hear the word, but revelation will make you understand. May you receive the understanding. Spirit of understanding may come upon every one of us. Say amen. Gerald, so good to see you again this morning. Shalom. Praise the Lord. All right, if you've not gotten your offering ready, get them ready. Give your offering and get your elements ready so we can take the communion. Praise the Lord. All right, praise the Lord. I'll just wait for you. If you've not given your offering, this is a good time for you to do that. If you need any elements this morning, communion, and you didn't get one, just wave and they will give you. All right. Praise the Lord. Okay. This is everybody served? Are we waiting for anybody? All right, get your communion. Let's take together. This is the body of Christ. He said, this is my body which was broken for you. You know, every time you take this, it's a healing food. Say amen. Jesus is not broken. So when you take him, you cannot be broken. So that pain, when you take it, say, I'm free from it. That sickness, I'm free from it. That problem that's not going away in your family, in your life, you can begin to tell it to go now. Say, blow off. In the name of Jesus. Somebody say, I receive the strength, the power of the body of Christ. Take and eat. In Jesus, the same night he was betrayed, he took the cup of wine and blessed it and said, this is his blood. So when we take of this today, it was just juice like we are taking right now. It's just grape juice. So praise the Lord. And he blessed it and said, this is his blood. He didn't die on the cross yet. He didn't shed his blood on the cross yet, but he said it is. So we are saying what he says and we are taking what he says. Remember, stop thinking natural. Once the voice goes into it, it has become a spiritual element. Say amen. So as you take up this today, when Satan sees you and your family, when I see the blood, I will pass over you. The death and destruction will pass over you. Pain and sorrow will pass over you. Poverty and lack will pass over you. Shame will pass over you. Everything that wants to hurt you and your family, say, pass over now. Blow off in Jesus' name. So take and drink. Heavenly Father, as we have taken of these elements, we receive the power of them. Power of your body, power of your blood. We receive strength, we receive breakthroughs, we receive answers and solutions. We thank you for healing virtues that is flowing right now through our entire body, from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet. We thank you, O God, for testimonies. As we've heard the word of God, every family that's represented here, them and their entire household shall be saved, born of the Spirit of God, walking in the Spirit. They are the sons of God and the daughters of God, and they are functioning with the anointing that you have given to them in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, God, for your goodness. We bless everyone, those on television land, on internet land, and anywhere, and those that are present. We bless you from wherever you're watching from, any nation, any land, any place, any home. Be blessed and highly favored in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right, this part of the service is finished. There's evening service tonight, so we want to thank God for that. So I'm going to, if anybody's online, we can, anybody on, praise the Lord. Oh, Sister Sibo, shalom. God bless you. Apostle, God bless you. All right. Shalom, shalom. We bless everyone. Have a blessed day, and tell somebody, your friend, your co-worker, so that they can give their life.